This guided relaxation exercise is designed to help you quickly and easily get through moments of anger. We'll work together to deal with anger in a more healthy and productive way than you may have been handling it before. If you're in the middle of the heat and you keep ruminating over and over about things that make you angry, I want you to stop right now what you're doing and come back and let me help you. Just take a break from those thoughts. And as you do, breathe in deeply through your nose if you can, and then slowly exhale out your mouth. Focus on my words. Let's see if we can deal with anger in a healthy, productive way. Anger is a normal and natural emotion, and there's nothing wrong with having feelings because you're human. But you do, because you're human, have the power to choose and decide how to deal with this emotion that you're experiencing. Anger management doesn't mean holding anger in. It doesn't mean that you'll never feel angry. Anger management is managing the responses that can arise within you when you're feeling angry. You get to choose how you respond to those feelings. And one of those, the best ways to do that is by taking a break and slowing down. So all you really need to do right now is take a few minutes just to relax for you, to help you feel relaxed and calm on the inside. Remember, it feels good to relax. After this little session is over, you can proceed with your day and you're free to react in any way that you choose, but relaxing for a moment now will really help you to react calmly and sensibly rather than acting just out of pure emotion, which sometimes can wreak havoc on your life. Remember, it's okay to be angry. Just allow yourself to feel however it is that you're feeling right now. Noticing the feeling, what it feels like to have anger and frustration inside of your body, but just not reacting yet. All you're doing at this moment is observing. Emotions aren't right or wrong, they just are. Take a deep breath in, hold for a moment, and breathe out. Breathe in, hold the tension, and now breathe out, feeling this tension, any tension, releasing with your breath. Breathe in, hold, and out, in, and out. Continue breathing like this, slowly, deeply, and allow your body to relax a little bit more. And while you continue to relax, turn your attention to how you're feeling. Can you notice the physical sensations of anger, what it feels like? Where in your body your feelings of anger are stored? Some people notice that they tighten their shoulders when they're feeling angry, or their shoulders come up by their ears. Go ahead and push your shoulders down. Some people notice that they clench their fists or they tighten their jaws. Go ahead and relax your hands and your jaw right now. Anger can be experienced as a feeling in the stomach or the neck. Any one or a number of places in the body demonstrates the physical symptoms of anger. A lot of those physical symptoms are uncomfortable, and so a lot of them can be relieved right now by relaxing your muscles. Continue to relax, working on those areas you noticed any tightness or tension, anywhere you noticed being inside of a body that is feeling anger. And notice that you're separate from your anger. You're not your anger. You're in there and your body's experiencing anger because of the way that it perceives a situation. And it's okay. But I want you to understand and be very clear that anger isn't who you are. It's a feeling that you're having. Starting with your hands and your arms, first tighten your hands into fists and really feel the tension in your hands and arms as you squeeze. Squeeze them tighter and tighter and then completely relax, noticing the difference. Let your hands and your arms be relaxed, loose, and limp. And really notice the difference between feeling the tension from the clenched fists and the relaxation that came after. Let's see if we can create this feeling of relaxation in your shoulders. Take a moment to again relax your shoulders. One way to do this, if you still feel tight, is to think about tightening those muscles, like clenching your jaw, jutting your neck forward, or anything where you feel tension. I want you to just tighten everything in your shoulder and neck area. And then relax. If you can, just if you don't need to tense them up first, just relax. Imagine your shoulders dropping down away from your ears, your chin tucking in, your posture straightening up a little bit, and your insides feeling a sense of relaxation. Turn your focus to your face and your jaw. Relax them. Go ahead and tense them first if you want to really feel the difference. And then let all the tension leave your face and melt from your jaw, leaving your face and your jaw and your mouth and your shoulders and your neck relaxed and heavy and smooth. Scan your body for any remaining areas of tension. Relax any area that feels tense, and scan your body from head to toe, seeing if there's anywhere else that you may have missed. It feels a little bit off. It is carrying the sensation of the anger that you may have started this relaxation with. And go ahead and relax every part of your body. Breathing, sometimes it helps to just scan down from the top of your head, moving down your body. Imagine everything letting go and relaxing. It's okay to still feel angry or be upset or feel any of the human emotions that come along with being angry. But I want you to see if you can do it inside of a relaxed body. Continue to relax. Moving down to your stomach, hips, legs, your knees, all the way to your feet and your toes. Just feeling a flow of extreme relaxation. Now, if you can, in this relaxed place, see if you can think about the thing maybe that's making you angry or that triggered your anger. And see if you can keep your body relaxed while you think about that thing. Continue to stay relaxed. The moment your body relaxes, your amygdala relaxes. And when your amygdala starts to calm down, your ability to make better choices, to resolve conflict, to see ways out of any problems, is dramatically improved. Your relationships will improve if you can be doing any kind of uncomfortable discussion or processing of troubles or anything that would make you angry while you are inside of a relaxed body. Here are some affirmations for anger management that will help you kind of deal with anger a little bit better if you need additional help. These thoughts will help you, and there are things that you can repeat to yourself right in the middle of the heat anything you can do to calm down in the middle of an angry encounter will help you so much, will dramatically improve your life if you're used to dealing just from your emotion. I acknowledge that I'm feeling angry right now and I accept the way that I feel. See if you can say that in your mind or out loud. I have the power to control the way that I react. So you may not have the power to control the feelings of anger, but you can control. You just practiced it, being relaxed. I can fully experience this anger and wait before I take action. Think about what that means. Repeat it in your mind or out loud. Seeing that there's always a space after the emotion that you get to choose and be in charge of how you respond. Fully knowing that if all you do is practice being relaxed during anger, that you will do everything better from that point on. A few more affirmations. It's okay to feel angry. It's okay. I am free to choose how to respond to difficult situations that used to trigger me. Perfect. Let your body relax a little more, relaxing any areas that are tense. And then tune into your emotions again. How you're feeling. Notice how emotions can come and go. Anger is an emotion, and it can come and go, and it won't last forever. There's a limited time where you can exercise or practice self-control of what you say before the anger really isn't an issue. So it's taking action during those times that is really important. You may feel less angry now, or you may feel just as angry as you did when you started, or even more angry now than you were at the beginning of this relaxation session. To deal with any anger that may still remain, you might need a way to express the anger to get it out. And this helps some people. You don't have to keep your emotions inside, but you can choose how to express them. You can let anger out by breathing deeply, breathing in relaxation, and then imagining breathing out anger, letting anger go with each breath. There are other ways to express anger too. Can allow yourself the freedom to express the anger that you're experiencing. You can take a walk. You can write about it. Writing about what makes you angry will literally move that anger into a different part of your brain where solutions lie. After any anger has decreased and you're feeling calm, you might want to address the situation cause the upset by taking action to change the situation or speaking directly and calmly to the person that you may be upset with. Or you may just choose to let the situation go. Once your anger has decreased, you can choose whatever option seems best. You have the right to feel a whole range of emotions, including anger, and to express these emotions in healthy ways that you choose. Let's finish this meditation with some breathing. Take a deep breath in and out, relaxing with each breath. In and out. Perfect. Again, in and out with every relaxing breath, feeling more and more free. In and letting it go. You can continue breathing deeply to deal with any remaining or lingering feelings of anger. You're learning how to deal with anger with relaxation. That's the most productive thing you can do when you're feeling angry, is find a place to be inside of a relaxed body while you feel angry. Congratulate yourself for dealing with anger with relaxation. I'll count now from 5 to 1. Imagine that right now you're at a 5, and that when I reach 1, you are feeling awake and alert, yet calm, peaceful, and relaxed. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.